This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
You're still welcome to comment on the controversy out of a New Jersey high school where dozens of students were forced under the threat of suspension, their parents forced to pay for blood tests and urine tests to try to identify people who were allegedly drinking at a school football game. So you're still welcome to comment on that, though we did spend the bulk of the show thus far discussing various aspects of it. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones to somebody who's calling from New Jersey. Ralph, where are you at in relation to this football game?
The football game, but they
Randolph High School, Randolph, New Jersey.
Randolph, I believe, is up north, and that's a white area. It has nothing to do with the blacks whatsoever.
Why does this have to always be about black and white with you? I just don't understand.
You know,
is that all you spend your time thinking about? I mean, is that it?
And they're not doing any well, right? By looting over there in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. They're not doing any well on that one.
That's what are you talking about? Looters are all kinds of different, you know, colors of people.
No, these people are only one kind of people. The news is very clear, okay? The police department in Miami has released video footage of that, okay? Stay indoor was the hashtag from the Miami Police Department. And that being said, we can talk about, a home invasion that happened here in New Jersey, in Arkansas, where a Filipino-American family was.
So why are you saying, Ralph, because it's hard to understand you, but are you saying that all looters are black people? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
That's ridiculous.
My eyes didn't lie to me when I look at the video footage. And the picture released.
So you saw some footage of some looters, and there were some black people in there. So you've come to the conclusion that all looters are black.
I've seen footage of looters that were other races. So
from Miami?
I don't know.
There are some great dank memes out about people leaving items from Air Jordans.
I can't hear when people are talking over one another. I'm sorry, Ralph. What was that, Mark?
There's some great,
you're not Mark, Ralph. I'm putting you on hold now, okay? So hang on.
There's some great memes out there of people stealing shoes from a shoe store during the hurricane.
I saw Air Jordans, the original photos. What do the memes say?
They're just jokes about Air Jordans and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not as funny when you say there are memes and you sort of generally describe what the memes are.
No.
It doesn't. I mean, it wouldn't be as funny even if you did say the actual words that are on the meme, but it'd be at least better than just saying, yeah, there's some memes.
I don't have the memes sitting in front of me. I wasn't prepared.
So, but they weren't memorable enough to where you could say what was funny about them.
There isn't a good meme lookup system for the newest
Know Your
memes.
Oh, because they're not on Know Your Meme yet?
Right.
Because
they're not new. Yeah.
I see. Well, Mark, somebody will probably figure out a way to do that. All right. Ralph, I don't know if you're really going to add anything to this discussion, but go ahead.
16 years of 9/11, 8 of that we have under Obama, right? We really learned the lesson from 9/11, considering that, Obama is our enemy from within. He's one with Satan. He's one with... Do I need to, like, really...
Well, that's true of all government officials, though, not just Obama.
Thanks for the call, Ralph. Boy, oh boy. One with Satan. So apparently Barack Obama is the satanic one, but the other presidents weren't?
I don't know.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can bring up anything that you want. He did bring up 9/11, so we didn't get to go through the whole show without talking about it, since he did bring it up. Did anybody have any kind of 9/11 experiences today?
CNN had a moment of silence.
They went to dead air?
No, they just, you know, you looked at Donald and Melania Trump for like 5 seconds.
It was like some sort of national thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just thought it was a strange thing to put up. Just a picture of Donald Trump blinking. You know, like, well, this will make you regret that whole 9/11 thing.
All right. I can't say I've really encountered much of anything about it, but then again, you know, I've just kind of been doing my own thing here today. Melanie, you had said that the workplace that you work at is pretty 9/11 maximum. Like, there's a lot going on.
I mean, that's on, like, any given day, though, that nothing really I was kind of, like, expecting something to happen, but it didn't, so that's good.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, there you go. It's been 16 years since somebody attacked the trade centers, and there's still all kinds of theories about what the real story is. And
they'll release it, you know, 50 years from now, what really happened.
Right, after everybody's dead, and they can't possibly be punished for anything they might have been involved in. I don't know. I don't know what the official story is, and we've had people calling for years here.
Well, you know
on
what
Talk
the official
Live.
Story is.
Well, I guess what I mean is I don't know what the real story is. I don't believe the official story, but I don't believe all the conspiracy theories either. You know, I don't think it was aliens. I don't know if it was.
I haven't heard that one.
I think just go with the aliens every time.
I don't know if it was the various different theories regarding, you know, it was George Bush or the brother of George Bush or whoever.
Sal Silverstein, yeah. The lucky investor.
Right, the insurance company on the building, yeah. or whatever. And ultimately, it doesn't matter because, you know, even if George Bush came out tomorrow and said, yep, yeah, we did it. Yeah, that's not going to change anything, right? Are they going to just all of a sudden say, well, let's just repeal the TSA. Let's repeal the Patriot Act. Let's roll back all these government programs, the no-fly list. Let's just roll it all on back. Looks like it was our government the whole time. Would they do that?
No, the government programs are in place. And, you know, I'm sure that there are people that are upset enough with U.S. foreign policy to have done 9/11, so it doesn't particularly, you know, I don't think it's that
big
of a stretch.
Yeah, it wasn't unbelievable. No. It wasn't unbelievable.
It was a weird target, though. Like, usually, I mean, the Pentagon makes sense. If I'm mad at a state, like, I'm not, like, bombing an office building doesn't make the most sense.
They do that all the time, though. Even during, like, riots, for instance, they'll go and they'll, you know, bust a storefront window on some mom-and-pop
shop.
Well,
that's rioters are insane. Like, they organize somebody with that kind of money. I mean, because this was allegedly funded.
Yeah, but it's still pretty insane to fly an airplane into a building.
People to at least to learn how to land, if not to learn how to fully fly.
Sure.
This took some sort of resources, then they had to, I mean, at least buy plane tickets to get on.
Well, no doubt.
So if you're smart enough to do all that,
why not
it seems
target
like you
the
would
government?
Be like target like the White House or something. Like, well, why would you? And maybe they did. I don't know, but they did target two office buildings, and that just seems incredibly odd.
Well, there was that fourth plane that crashed in the field or whatever. Who knows where that one was going
to
go?
That one was headed to the Capitol building?
Was it? Okay. How do they know that?
I can't remember what the story was. Anyway, I'd like to address the World Trade Center. So when I went to New York prior to the terrorist attacks, there's all kinds of memorabilia. You know, you get the
It's iconic.
Yeah, it's iconic. It represented America on a global scale. So to take it down
was iconic.
Yeah, would be to take down the icon of America. Yeah. And so I believe it from that standpoint.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, the people's arguments, free fall speed and Building 7, these things are interesting arguments, yeah. And I'm not going to completely dismiss them or anything like that, but
yeah, the metal, like, melting in fire, they say that doesn't happen.
I don't think it particularly matters, though. 16 years later, it seems like case closed. You know, because it doesn't make a difference anymore. If we figured out who fired the first shot at Lexington and Concord,
it's not going to undo it all.
It doesn't undo 230 years of America.
If there is a conspiracy, it certainly has been successful at getting people to spend an unending, uncountable number of hours researching and debating and arguing and posting and memeing and, you know, just going on and on and calling talk radio and just, you know, continually pounding this particular subject. I don't think it's as bad these days as it was, you know, the first 10 years after that, but They're still going at it. There's still all kinds of time and effort being put into this investigation, into this debate. And it just seems like a waste. There are a lot of ways you can waste your time in life. And, you know, if that's the way you want to do yours, then that's up to you. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. So head over to freetalklive.com. enjoy the features that you'll find there. And coming up a little bit later on this year, it might be time to look at your taxes because you want to get some stuff done before the end of the year. That's according to Melanie, who does taxes for a living. You're actually hanging out your shingle. You're getting into kind of doing your own thing, taking on individual clients, maybe some small businesses that need some help with accounting, need some help with bookkeeping, and handling taxes at the end of the year. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Tell me more about what services you're offering to folks.
So the regular tax forms from April through February. January through April, sorry. That's what most people are going to use. And if you have a small business or something kind of more complicated, then you might need quarterly stuff, payroll, bookkeeping, quarterly estimates, kind of some. And bookkeeping is really tax planning. So, like, if you have a small business, I might tell you, well, you are going to buy this piece of equipment eventually. Why don't you go ahead and buy it before December 31st? Or, you know, alternately, maybe buy it after January 1st, depending on what your situation is, which could end up saving you a lot of money at the feds in some states. Like in New Hampshire, if you're below a threshold, they don't tax you at all. So that could be pretty significant savings for just a few dollars.
Now, can you help people with state taxes, or is it only federal?
I am not yet licensed in California, other than that I can do state taxes.
Really? Okay, well, that's good to know.
And this is something that has been requested over and over again since I've been here in New Hampshire. We need a libertarian
accountant.
Yeah. We need a libertarian accountant because, you know, the vast majority of people are filing their taxes.
Well, in this case, you get an anarchist accountant.
Right. Well, same thing by their definition.
By some people's definition, yes. So if you want somebody who hates the state, who's going to be on your side always in this process, then that's Melanie. And you can find out more about her services and get in touch with her directly by going to tax.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right over to Melanie's website. That's tax.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah. Sarah, in New Mexico. Going once. Sarah,
Hello,
you're on the radio.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we have you now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I don't know what I couldn't get on like a couple seconds.
Is that Obama phone?
No, I have a Cricket phone. It's cheap. You know, $25 a month. It's not
sweet.
Cricket. I mean, it's not Obama.
Okay.
So,
gotcha. Are they calling them Trump phones now, or did he didn't stop the program, right? So what should be called Trump phones? Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Sarah.
Well, the thing about it is that I was told that Amazon, is it that a computer shipping company? They're going to set up one of the shops. They're going to set up one of the shops here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out the one of the owners was born and raised from New Mexico, whoever the owner is.
Jeff Bezos? I don't know if that's the case. But you might be right. I don't know enough about him.
So, but he was from New Mexico, but they all, for some reason, they go to Washington, you know, and then they set up a shop.
Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Where is Amazon right now?
Well, they're all over the place. I don't know where their headquarters is. Amazon has
the sun never sets on Amazon.
Amazon has different shipping centers everywhere. And by the way, she's right. I just checked the facts here. Jeff Bezos was born Jeffrey Preston Jorgensen.
He changed his name?
In 1964.
Bezos?
In Albuquerque. So he was born right there in where you live there, Sarah.
Incredible. You would never think. It's just like Bill Gates. He was from New Mexico, and he went to Washington State.
All these successful people born in New Mexico but never coming back there. Isn't that interesting? I wonder why that is.
It must be all the socialist laws.
Well, you know what? For some reason, they never do business here. They never establish their business. They go.
Here's why. You want to know why? Mark just kind of touched on it there. It's because that state, New Mexico, is one of the least free places as far as, you know, there's lots of taxes, regulations, you know, business control. So if you're going to start a business, you want to go and start a business, or if you're, your existing business, you want to move it somewhere, you want to move it to a less taxed place, a place that is more friendly and more welcoming to you. It doesn't have the level of regulations and, you know, nonsense that that New Mexico does. That's why New Mexico is basically, you know, having a tough time economically, because nobody wants to do business there. It's not worth it to have to jump through all the hoops. Why would you do that when you could go to probably Arizona and get a better deal or some other state?
Well, you know, my opinion is that I think these businesses like Amazon and what's the Facebook, they're setting shop here because people are finally figuring out that we have no hurricanes, earthquakes, and tornadoes. People are finding out, like, weather-wise, we're one of the stable places.
What are the natural disasters in New Mexico besides
floods?
The desert?
Well, we have no real natural disasters except speeders, red light violators, truck drivers, and the traffic violators that run stop signs.
But yeah, even with all of that safety from, you know, natural disaster, people still don't want to live there. Isn't that interesting?
But, you know, something, I think people have no choice. They're going to have to move here when Florida and Texas sink underwater. There's not going to be anything left.
They're going to have to move there. They're not going to be able to move to any other state.
What do you call that? That's not ethnocentrism. Is there like a geocentrism? Is there a word for that? Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. It's ridiculous. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom.
Nothing fixes bad laws. New Mexico certainly isn't the worst, but you can take a look at New York State and its decreasing population. And, obviously some people will continue to put up with it.
Sure.
But as people get wealthier and they see their tax burden rising, they begin to weigh things like, do I want to live in Manhattan versus, do I want to keep more of my money? I mean, you know, there's a certain class of socialite type person that's willing to pay the immense amount of money it takes to keep a domicile and pay all the taxes to live in Manhattan versus, having a really cool place down in, I don't know, West Palm Beach, Florida or wherever. Rush Limbaugh made the move. He's the one coming to mind for me. And at some point or another, you're down there on vacation, and you're like, I just
don't want to go back.
I just don't see it. All those plastic, superficial people that I'm seeing at the parties, I don't care about them. And off they go.
Toll-free number tonight. If you want to join us, you can take control of the airwaves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up here, if we get the chance, Mark, you're going to be telling us international news, where Dennis Rodman is attempting to step into international political war intrigue. I mean, he's talking about getting involved in between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. Which,
thank goodness, finally somebody who's sane stepping in.
I think it is, without knowing the details, I think it's hilarious, and I think it could actually work. There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us and bring up anything that's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-3733 and Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon? Well, all you got to do is use cryptocurrency when you buy through saveatpurse.com. Save AT Purse. Save at purse.com. I just checked my purse statistics after having used the service for, I don't know, what, 3 years now? 2 years or something like that? It's been a couple of years at least. And I've racked up over 101 now, 101 purchases.
Wow.
Through saveitpurse.com. These are all things, almost all of them are things I would have bought anyway. So why would I not want to save 10, 15, 20, 25%? It's your choice how much you save over at saveitpurse.com. Now, usually if you want a higher discount, you might have to be a little more patient. You might have to wait a few days to get it at 25 or 30% or something like that. But if you put it at, you know, you put your discount at 15%, it's almost always, in my experience, going to get picked up by some buyer within, you know, a few hours, if not a full day maximum.
And a 15% discount on an Amazon price is a good price.
It sure is. And it all adds up.
And delivered.
In fact, those 101 different purchases over the years added up to over $1,800 in savings. That's money that went a lot farther because of SaveItPurse.com. I was able to purchase more with the same amount of money, or, you know, however you want to look at it. It's a big discount. So go to SaveItPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com, and you can get started there. Again, you do need to use cryptocurrency like Bitcoin in order to get these discounts. If you don't have cryptocurrency, I'm sorry, you better figure out how to get some of it in order to do this, because you can't use Federal Reserve notes to get these discounts. SaveATPurse.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. It's James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Melanie, I would love to have a conversation with you, but at first I should like to ask, how is the King's luckiest man to be alive, Minister Mark? The fact of the matter is the people in the Pentagon deserved it. As you've been doing tonight, how's your wife doing and child that you keep on saying, I'm going to hurt? No, I'm going to hurt you. You're going to repent and atone and make amends for all the smears and the lies you told about me on the public airwaves. I'm going to hurt you. And therefore, your
ugly wife. Who would Jesus hurt? That's what I want to know, James. Aren't you supposed to be a Christian?
Jesus wouldn't have any respect to you. I say I'm Roman Catholic, not that you know what that means. You keep on bringing up my religion while you call yourself a minister and all you've ever done was lie.
Yeah, I think I think there's a lot of people out there who are better at modeling Jesus than you are. Who would Jesus threaten, huh? Who would Jesus threaten, James?
Jesus would tell you you're going to hell because you're a preacher that lies with impunity, with absolute disregard to the truth, and then laughs about it after you dump my call, and then you double down on the smears. Of which, Melanie,
Jesus doesn't care if you get smeared on the radio, James.
Pathetic.
Do you understand the kind of hubris?
Somebody themselves a minister that lies about people and smears them and calls them all.
He is still all but hurt about. I think the lie he's talking about that he claims is a lie has something to do with the three DUI charges that show up at jail.com when you search for James Wittekind. And so, no, I've never lied about that, James. That's the truth. That's what absolutely happens when you go and search for your name and records.
That is absolutely a lie. Okay.
Well, we've given you the opportunity to straighten it out.
Mr. Edge, let me speak to it.
Go right ahead, dude.
Go ahead, James. Go ahead with your, false lying claims.
You've called me a liar when I'm not, and you're lucky I'm thousands of miles away from you, because I will hurt you if you don't take it back when I meet you. I don't have three Deweys, and I'm not lying, and I don't care about where you found Renee Kate's number at jailbait.com says. What you're doing is smearing me and not wanting to engage in conversation.
James, you know what? If you never called the show, we would never talk about you again. James, if you had never called the show, we'd never talk about you. In fact, if you never called after tonight, we'd never have any reason to talk about you ever again.
I might shed one small tear.
Didn't you say, James, you wanted to actually talk to Melanie? Because it just seems like you keep rehashing the same old crap.
And James, you do understand that this is part of the thing that makes you look insane, right? Like, Melanie, I want to have a conversation with you, but first I'm going to derail everything by blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Here's your chance. Melanie's here. She's only here one night a week. James, did you actually want to talk to Melanie, or were you just BSing? Were you just BSing, or did you actually want to talk to Melanie?
I don't lie. BS is a lie. No, I'd love to tell Melanie, by the way, tennis is a sport. And you, one of your girlfriends, should start picking up a racket. You might, too, lose a couple hundred pounds together. And then
that's pretty rude.
Ugly Southern men.
Thanks for the call. That's not a conversation. That's an insult, sir. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So, Mark, you're the one who wanted him back. I had originally set up a rule that said that James could not talk about things in the past because you were upset with him earlier this year, and you would take your headphones off when he would call in. And so since Daryl was doing the same thing, and you were then doing that as well. I basically had a mutiny, essentially, on my hands of co-hosts, and I didn't want to just talk to him alone, generally. So I was willing to put on the restriction that, look, James, you can keep calling if you want, because it is an open phone show, but you can't call about the same old thing every single time when you call in. You can't rehash the past over
right.
and over.
It would be one thing if he called in to insult Melanie, and insult each, people newly every evening. However, what he does beforehand, it's like, I'd love to talk to you, but first I have to talk about how Ian and Mark has lied about me and how smeared me and how
I'll kill
make them repent.
Yep.
You know, and that nonsense.
Right. So I bring this up, Mark, because when you kind of came back, or he came back, I guess, from his ban, because I did ban him, because he broke the rules, because I laid down some rules, like, look, you can't rehash the past, James, and let's see, what was the other rule? Can't call about the same thing over and over again.
And threaten people.
And no threatening, right. So he broke those rules, and he was banned for 2 months. That was the initial ban period. And I was planning on making it a doubling of the ban period, meaning that you get banned for 2 months, you break the rule again, it goes to 4 months. You told me not to. You said you wanted to talk to him.
I said specifically I think that he should be banned for two-week periods at a time. That way it sort of spreads him out. However, I'm of the opinion...
Well, I liked the 2 months, personally.
I got to say, you know. I think it's better for James. You know,
you're trying to help him with your bans?
Yes. Right? Like,
and what is exactly that you're trying to accomplish?
Was that call that we just experienced a good thing for James? Because I'm okay. Right? I'm sitting here. Things are fine here in Keene, New Hampshire. I'm okay. But James is right now ticking
away.
You know, some messaging forum somewhere. Like, he's going to send us some message threatening you and, you know, going into detail about how he's going to beat you and, you know, all that stuff. And then, you know, sort of dancing around how he's.
And then at the end, saying that it's not a threat.
No, he doesn't dance around it anymore. I mean, he just comes out and says he won't openly threaten generally Mark's family, but he'll dance around that. But he'll usually just come right out and threaten Mark or threaten me. I think he threatened Daryl recently as well. I'm not sure on that.
Right,
lose track of all.
You know, and Melanie's down the line. At this point, he's insulting her, and you know, what's the next the step there? I think that it's best for him if he just doesn't call anymore. Wouldn't you agree?
But then how would allowing him to call every 2 weeks be a good thing?
That's what I had agreed to previously, and you're just like, oh, yeah, whatever now. You didn't listen to me per usual.
I don't remember anything about that. I forget where the 2 months came from, but somehow that came
after
up.
After the 2 month expired, I said that I thought that James should be, the ban period should be for 2 weeks. If he can make a good call.
You said you didn't want him to be banned anymore because you wanted to talk to him.
No. You were mistaken.
Oh, well, you didn't make that clear. Well, we've been talking to him here these few weeks or whatever, so you do want rules to be placed on James again,
right? I don't think we should talk to him anymore. I think he's just horrible, Ian. I mean, just...
So now you just want to totally ban him across the board no matter what, is what you're saying.
Okay, but if somebody called in and said, yes, my topic is I would like to threaten Mark, would you take that call? Because that's what you know when you see his name.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I don't know, because, I tend to lead towards the side of permission on this show as far as letting anyone call about anything they want to.
Your permissiveness, like your whole forgiveness thing, is way too permissive, frankly.
Okay, there's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts with us.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Veer, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi. Simbi.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused
household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free to bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. There's enough time for you if you call now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
So we're once again talking show policy here, the behind the scenes that sometimes becomes, you know, in the front of the scenes, the forefront of the discussion here on the show about, you know, kind of how this show works and the radio business and, you know, how this program has, for its basically entire existence, broken some of the primary rules of talk radio. And, I mean, we do it all the time. It's just kind of the basis of Free Talk Live, is we don't follow all the talk radio rules. We still sound like a talk show. We look like, you know, a talk show. But ultimately, we don't do some of the things they say not to do on talk radio. And that is, one, the main purpose of the show, open phones, that's supposed to be a big no-no on talk radio. No talk show host, you know, in the big syndicated scene does open phones all the time. And I bet you that the time when they do claim to be doing open phones, it's probably not really open phones either.
Well, okay, and so I'd like to rebut that particular statement. First off, open phones used to be a thing for a reason. It's because it's entertaining radio.
Second, no, it's not. Not always. Not when it's a always, bad caller.
Not, well, certainly, not always. And you have to curate to some extent. And but I would
well,
also
then it's
say,
not open phones.
I also would say that it shows the mettle of the host to be able to take somebody coming in from any direction saying anything.
I agree.
Right? Free Talk Live isn't the, what's our rating, 29th radio talk show,
something
most
like
important
that,
radio
yeah.
talk show in America?
According to Talkers Magazine, 700.
Right. Because of nothing. It's that because, well, we've taken open phone calls for a long time. We're reasonably good at it. I would,
That's
however,
true.
Say that we are also reasonably good at saying, you know, when somebody is probably run their course. And I think that I think we're harming James personally.
We're harming James yes. by allowing him to call into the show.
Yep. Well, I mean, James is going to find something to harm himself with. He That's obviously has issues, whether he needs therapy or rehab or whatever he needs. I don't know. We're not in a position to know. Giving him the show isn't harming him because if he'll just find something else. He'll call another show. He'll find somebody else to pick on. He'll go to internet forum. He'll do.
I don't mean enough.
He's not
going to
become healthy if we cut him off.
I'm not talking about a libertarian harm sense.
Yeah.
I'm talking about sort of, you know, do you want to be involved in this? It's not like it's going to change. James has been the same caller since the day he called. What has it been, 5 years? He's had more. He complains about the time he gets on air. He's had more time on the air probably than Melanie.
Than the average caller, yeah, for sure.
Than any caller. He's our most prolific caller.
I'd say Sarah's been pretty consistent, and she gets more time because she's more interesting. She'll actually bring up topics that are different.
Even though we don't like what she says, she has something to talk about. Whereas
she talks
James
about different
is
things.
Just like, I'm going to kill Mark, and I hate you all. Like,
right.
Okay,
stop
well
lying.
Then why are you here
Minister.
If you hate us all?
Yeah,
it's some sort of self-hating thing, right? Like it's some kind of masochism or something like that. Like he just enjoys this. He must.
Well,
right?
I don't think
like
it's masochism. That's what unhealthy people do. I've never done that, but I've done other unhealthy things. It's not, you don't seek out consciously to hurt yourself. You just, this is where you are. And
unless you're a masochist, right? Like masochists
yeah,
want to get hurt.
What's going on?
No. All right. Well, anyway, this has resulted, this whole James thing continues to result in a ongoing discussion, not just amongst the hosts of the show, but some of our Free Talk Live amplifiers are some of the loudest against James. But generally, whenever you ask the question of, well, you know, should so-and-so not be allowed on Free Talk Live, which is an open phone show where everybody's supposed to be able to call in about anything they want, inevitably some people are going to be like, well, I enjoy the James calls. I like it when you guys fight it out with him. And, you know, so some people like it. Some people don't. Maybe a majority of people don't. I don't know, but I've never really done things to appease a majority of people. If that's
okay, but what is James's calls accomplishing that is spreading the message?
That's not the point of the show. See, people misunderstand Free Talk Live because they see us as a libertarian talk show, and we are. I mean, we're almost all of the hosts would probably self-identify as libertarian or voluntarist, or you might call yourself an anarchist, Melanie. But liberty-minded hosts tend to be behind the microphones on this program. But ultimately, it's an open phones discussion where anyone can call about anything. So if somebody wants to call in and talk about their favorite flavor of donut, you know, we can talk about that or whatever.
Okay, but that call is going to get less time than somebody who wants to talk about.
And generally, James doesn't get a lot of time either. Last night on the show, he had like 30 seconds, and then, you know, he was done. So if somebody's boring, then they're not going to stay on very
straight
long.
Straight up does not have a topic, because I want to kill Mark is not a topic.
Yeah. Now, there's an argument for someone shouldn't be allowed to threaten, because that's one of the types of speech that is generally not allowed in polite society.
I'd like to point out I've called the police on this guy on multiple occasions,
and
they won't do anything about it. So.
Now, didn't you call both Keene police and Arizona cops?
Yeah, somebody in Arizona to be able to handle it, and they just don't care.
Yeah.
I called the Catholic church that was closest to his house, too, because he always talks about being Catholic and how great that is. I'm like, hey, you know, here I am. I'm the clerk of the Quaker meeting, and the Catholic minister is like, the priest is like, yeah, whatever. I want nothing to do with this. Yeah. Just backed away quickly.
Well, he's probably worried James is going to kill him. But
I don't know if he knows him or not.
But my point here, you know, is like, it's frustrating because I understand why people don't like James's calls, and I don't mind putting rules onto him. So now, Mark, what you've explained to me is that you wouldn't mind having some rules put on James. Actually, you say he should be banned completely.
Yeah, I think he should he doesn't bring anything to the table.
Yeah, I know. I understand where you're coming from with that. But if
shouldn't he be given the
opportunity to bring something to the table?
You defined what Free Talk Live isn't. Free Talk Live isn't a libertarian talk show. You did that. But here's what Free Talk Live is, and what you've always said it was, is Free Talk Live is a show that of topics that you find entertaining at a given time. You're the program director. Do you find this babbling, drunk, insane lunatic entertaining?
Sometimes I do. Let me read to you what it was that he just hammered out here.
Stuff that that he does on the air, though.
Reading stuff.
Because his texts aren't on the air.
Read what he's reading.
We should only allow him to exist in text form, then.
Go ahead.
That way he can get his thoughts out. Maybe it would be better for him that way, because then we can't interrupt him in the same way. And you know, anyway, here's one of the things he just wrote here. May the victims of 9/11. Now, please, let me preface this. I'm going to be doing the equivalent of, you know, in the in text where that you see the parentheses SIC?
Yeah, sick.
Sick. I forget what that stands for, but it's some kind of Latin thing that means as it was or whatever. It means that's how the person originally wrote it. So if you can't understand what I'm reading, I'm not, like, adding or deleting anything here, okay? So... May the victims of 9/11 rest in peace. And in it matters, Minister, that 9/11 was not an inside job. Because it was, that means the mass murders got away with the biggest mass murder on American soil since white men killed the Indians hundreds of years ago.
Okay, if something can't not be true simply because you don't like the results, that's not what truth is about.
You both, for the umpteenth time tonight, repeated a smear, Minister, and then accused me of sounding insane for taking exception to your smearing me on the public airwaves because you're not a minister. You're a piece of S who is lucky you're still breathing. For if I had somebody murdered on the innocent manned drowned Flight 77 or in the Pentagon, Laura Edgington would already be a widower and Jackie Edgington would have to get a real dad for the rest of his life.
Did she call my wife a man? Did this person... You know what a widower is?
Widower.
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he has supposedly his excuses. He's got one of those text-to-speech things here, and I guess he just doesn't, you know, correct the errors.
I say that, you know, this drunken lout's ability to enunciate is amazing.
Get a real dad. For the rest of his life,
your days... My son's going to get a real dad?
Your days are numbered, Mark Edgington. You've been warned, and I'm going to hurt you. Mr. Freeman, I'm not going to worry the slides that Jesus will have to do with me after I break your effing arms and smasher of me facing for call me a liar, and I'm doubling down on the smear by call me a liar again. And you can always use both your hands and your arms, and your ugly little penis that used to stick into a 14-year-old because you're not a man. You're a pathetic excuse for a living human being, and you're going to go to hell. When you die, Jesus doesn't love you. He hates liars, lest you repent it and stone with you.
You know what Jesus likes? Drunken people who make threats on the internet.
And I both know you're a snob, shameless piece of S of a human being. We shouldn't be on my plan, it, when days are numbered in Freeman. So there you go. We get things like this from him every single
night. You can go to Things James Wittekind Says on Facebook and sign up. There's 200 people that like the page, and I just put quotes like this on when he makes... blatant threats. Really what it is I'm just compiling evidence for whatever lazy government bureaucrat that wouldn't do anything beforehand can at least go to this page and act like they did some work afterwards.
So we'll figure out what to do about this. I'm, of course, going to lean on the side of putting the restrictions back on him and see if he follows the rules. And if not, then he gets banned. Okay, well, I'm glad, because you'd said that you weren't. I could have sworn you said that you weren't for that before. So I'm glad we've ironed that out at least. So rules are going back on James starting tomorrow. See you tomorrow. If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.